podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's your boy Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, here to tell you about our new partner, Home Field Apparel. The big thing about Home Field Apparel is they have the most comfortable vintage college sports apparel, t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, more than 100 schools available, and new ones added all the time. Now, of course, if you're listening to this, you're probably a Mountaineer fan. You'll be happy to know they have plenty of WVU clothing, not like everything else you find everywhere else. This is very specific and unique to Home Field. You need to check them out. It is fantastic. If you use our promo code RASPY12, RASPY12, you get 15% off your first order. All orders over $100 get free shipping. So make sure you go to Home Field Apparel, check them out, buy their clothes, and use code RASPY12.
Basketball season is finally here, Big 12 fans. And for your home for men's and women's basketball, come to Midwest Madness. We are doing game coverages, going over game analysis, different rankings of teams, and consistently looking at the best matchups in the conference. You're not going to want to miss out on all the amazing basketball coverage we have, so go check out Midwest Madness, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids. And once again, this is yet another Golden Blue interview. And I got with us today a singer, songwriter, alternative pop and hip hop artist based in the Morgantown area, a man named Mr. Trevor Cook. Trevor, thank you for joining the RVK today.
Yes, sir. What's up? Thank you for having me. It's good to chat.
Yeah, man. So you've been doing your thing in Morgantown. Says you've been making music for 5 years. How's that going for you?
Yeah, I have. It's been really cool. You know, I started making music whenever I was in eighth grade, actually. I started writing to just cope with like mental health issues and just deal with different stresses in my life. And then recently I've been able to actually start playing gigs around town and getting to know some other local artists, which is a lot of fun.
So you did this in part to cope with mental health, which is part of why I started this podcast. Same sort of idea. And we've had multiple shows on mental health. How does music help you mentally?
Oh, man, that's actually really cool. It's cool to know that you're doing the podcast for the same sort of reason. You know, music is an outlet like no other for me. A lot of times I have trouble finding words to describe my feelings. And even though I like to write lyrics for songs, there's something that can be said for just expressing things through an instrumental, like whether I'm making a beat or just playing something on guitar. If I don't know the words to say how I'm feeling, I can find some chords at least, or some kind of melody. And that just helps like serve as some kind of catharsis. And I also find it's a lot easier to say things through song lyrics, like difficult to say things that I wouldn't want to tell someone in person. It's easier to just write that into a song and I can get it out of my own head and into something tangible.
Your song Best Friends?
Oh yeah. I love that one. I'm glad you like that.
Is that based on something real, or was that just something you were feeling?
Oh, that's real. That's all real. So that is for my best friend from high school. Her name is Logan, and we went to the same high school for a couple years. And
Shout out to Logan.
Shout out Logan. I just really appreciated getting to hang out with her because she was my first like real best friend that I really connected with. So I got my ukulele, I just played some chords that I liked, and I wrote that song for her.
If you get a chance, go check out Best Friends by Trevor Cook on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's all over the place.
Everywhere.
Anywhere you can find music, check them out.
Thank you. Thank you for the plug.
You know we got to do it, man. You're on here. You got to plug your music.
We
want to support West Virginians. We're from Parkersburg. We know you're from Morgantown. We went to PHS. There was a big crosstown rivalry with South. Which school did you go to, Morgantown or University High?
So actually, I'm a little bit of a wild card. I went to Trinity, which is a new private Christian school. If you ever heard of Alliance Christian, it became Trinity.
Got you. So you're like the Parkersburg Catholic in the Morgantown area.
Exactly.
All right. So you didn't go to either one of those.
I didn't go to either.
So how was that experience?
Trinity sorry about that. Trinity was very cool because of the people that were there. The teachers that I met and the friends that I made are people that I'm still in touch with. Like, all of my drama directors, Mr. Boone, he is a legend. I love him to death. And my English teacher, specifically Miss Luzier, I'm still in touch with her, Brittany Luzier. She inspired me personally in writing through English class, which like transitioned over to writing for music. She really made me feel safe and like I could have someone to talk to. Dr. Campbell, the science teacher, like the people there is what makes Trinity so special and why I'm glad that I got to go there.
That's dope, man. We love hearing that. And we love hearing that people who are in charge of children and of the youth are doing their job at a high level and that you can speak to that.
Yeah,
I respect
seriously.
That and I'm grateful for that.
Definitely. And now, you know they're not there for money.
You got that right. It says that you're a member of the WVU Honors Class of 2025.
Yes, sir.
What are you studying?
So I'm majoring in music industry, which that major needs a lot more publicity because I didn't even realize how much of an opportunity it is for people in Morgantown. I'm majoring in music industry, and I'm also part of Mon Hills Music Group, which is a student-run and student-led record label that signs actual artists and releases actual songs. And I'm getting a lot of hands-on experience through that. It's really a great opportunity.
I love it, man. That's good stuff. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to see. Something productive happening for young people, especially coming out of WVU. We spend a lot of time for us talking about WVU. Typically, it's about sports, but there's so much more going on campus up there. So I'm glad to hear from somebody who's actually experiencing it, who's making the best of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The whole student body and the people that I've met through this music industry program, it's a lot of like-minded people like myself who are just kids growing up here, making music to cope with whatever, artistically inclined people. It's fantastic. There's a whole lot of talent in Morgantown and in this music industry program specifically. I think people need to recognize a lot more.
So what's the first thing you're going to do when you make it big?
First thing I do when I make it big, I'm going to pay all my parents' debts off. That's honestly what I want to do. I want to make sure all the mortgages, all the car payments, everything, I want them to be good. I don't want them to have to worry about anything.
That's what's up, man. I love that. Take care of mom and dad first.
Yes, sir.
Family first, as they say on Arrested Development, right? Michael Blue.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you have any interest in WVU sports?
So, a little bit. I need to get more interested in it now. I remember whenever I was growing up, because my grandparents live within walking distance of the football stadium. Whenever I was mad young, we used to get like season tickets to football games, and my dad would give me like a piggyback ride. We walk over to the stadium and sit up in the stands and watch football. I did always love that, and it was a really great time.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
We want you to plug whatever you have going on, any appearances. This show will be out the week of the 20th. It'll be out Wednesday or Thursday, the 27th. So tell us what you want us to know about Trevor Cook.
Trevor Cook, what you need to know, I'm on Instagram, trevor.mp3. There's an email list that I have, a link in my highlights where I'll be sending out all kinds of updates about performances and stuff. This local venue, Morgantown Art Bar on High Street, I'm playing there this Friday, so it'll be after this show is already up, but keep a lookout at the Morgantown Art Bar, and then on Instagram, I post all my upcoming shows and stuff.
Very good, man. Very cool. Very happy for you. Glad that you could join our show. Hopefully, we'll see and hear more of you in the future. I got to get running. I got to go, but thank you once again for joining the RVK.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. You have a good one.
You too, sir.
Podcast Network.